Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my song didn't play. That's okay. Hey, everybody. Happy 2015. This is Moonlighting by Numbers. I'm your host, Alexander Creek, and this is my co-host, Tracy Wallace.
Hey, everyone.
We are super excited to be back on the airwaves, guys. We took a break for a couple months because I think we're just both pretty just kind of busy in our everyday lives, and we're really back. We're really glad to be back. So thanks to everyone for tuning in. And tonight we'll actually be talking to our special guest, Amaris Wilson. Forgive me if that's not pronounced correctly. I didn't have time to practice. I apologize. And we'll also be doing mini readings for our callers. And if you're listening from your computer but would like to call in with a question, the call-in number is 516-590-0993.
Well, I am so excited to be back. And I want to tell you a little bit about Amaris. I've known her for, I was trying to figure out how long it's been. Time just seems to go by so quickly now. It's hard to keep track, but I think about 5 or 6 years. And she's the founder of Breath of Oneness, and she's been a healer for 10 years and on her spiritual path for 30 years. And we're going to be talking to her about that in a minute. And she's a certified Reiki master, crystalline consciousness work practitioner, a conscious breath practitioner, and a self-mastery trainer. And she brings a wealth of information, experience, and understanding to her clients. And what she does is bring through high frequency of transformation energy, and it helps people to heal and clear from the past, raise their vibrations, and embody more love. She holds a loving, safe space for her clients to draw forth from within the divine being of love and light that exists within us all. I just love that last line. It just feels so high vibrational. So, Alex?
All right. Well, let's bring Amaris on now. And welcome to the show. I hope we didn't butcher your name too much.
No. No, it was fine.
Okay, good.
Hi, Amaris. How are you doing?
Hi, wonderful. How are you, Tracy?
Doing very well, thank you.
Good. Hello, Alex.
Well, hello. I've heard a bit about you, so I'm really glad to be talking to you. So.
Oh, thank you. It's a joy to be on the show.
So we wanted to start off with this fresh, brand new year and talking about the energy of 2015. Did you want
to
start off, Amaris, and tell us what you're feeling?
What I really feel this year is about is collaboration, cooperation, community. It's about really coming into the vibration of love, and also about mastery, like learning to really master creating your reality, and embodying the divine self, like emerging the personality, the human self, with this soul, the oversoul, or the divine aspect of us, and stepping into being a creator being. And as you create, whatever you create, as I was talking about before, the part about community and collaboration, is that we're creating in service to the highest and best of all. So whatever, the more your focus is there, the more power you're going to have to create, because you're in service at that point to the betterment of all humanity. So those are the things that are the kind of intentions that are really going to soar and take off as we leave the old paradigm. This is really a new paradigm of us as one, and, you know, with the highest and best of all held in the hearts of all, and what we can magically and powerfully create as creator beings, radiating from the heart out into the field. So, yeah, it's going to be a really fascinating, fun, and exciting year to play with our creative muscles, you know, and see what we can do.
I like that, our creator muscles.
Yeah, magic.
Well, it's interesting because it just kind of blends in right along with the meaning of because 2015, when you add it up, is an 8, we're talking about the 8 universal year. So that's kind of what everyone is experiencing. So, and I mean, when you look at the eight, you're talking about, you know, just like you said, actually self-power and mastery. And because eight is about, in a sense, kind of like material abundance, in a sense, you know, because like once you, like when you take the eight and you turn it on its side, you get the infinity symbol. And so we're talking about, you know, mastery, and we're talking about as above, so below. So it'll just be interesting to watch how quickly sort of people manifest things this year and kind of how that is all going to play out in a sense too. And I think along with that, you know, it'll just be very interesting to watch people kind of, you know, we're all like collectively, like I'm watching everyone. I feel like more people now in a sense, maybe I'm just noticing it more, but everyone's like, I'm going to set goals this year. And it means I did like, people do that every new year. You know, every single year, but I just feel it like more intensely this year. Maybe it's because I'm feeling that myself, you know, wanting to be more structured and, you know, like I'm going to like make my intentions like so structured and awesome and, you know, set goals and get things done. And that's kind of, you know, I think for me, picking up the collective, you know, so.
Yeah, and the eight is about power. And like you said, Amira stepping into self-mastery, right? So the power fits in there for us to realize how powerful we are as individuals. And also, it's about losing my train of thought. Sorry, I'm so powerful,
no,
but I can't remember what I'm thinking.
You overpowered yourself.
Oh, I know. The ambitious, the eight is very ambitious energy. So I think, Alex, like you said, I think you're right. People are feeling that ambitious energy. I know I am on setting those goals and setting those intentions. So it's like, yeah, let's go. And I don't know if I've ever seen everybody be so excited about a year yet.
I know.
I
seem to be a lot more energy.
I feel more enthusiasm to, okay, what do I really want to create? And, you know, just feeling that divine aspect of me going, let's make a long-term plan, you know, and I'm not a long-term planner.
Yes.
I'm a present moment type of person. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I want to make a plan and, like, make stuff happen. It's like, wow. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the eight energy.
Yeah.
Very cool. So we also want to find out more about you so that the listeners can hear your story. So you started on your spiritual path about 30 years ago. How did that start for you?
Well, you know, it was the harmonic convergence. I think that's what a lot of people, just went click. And I know I did. I was just like, boom, all of a sudden I'm like, okay, give me every book I can find, you know, on Deepak Chopra and Shakti Gawain. I started reading all that stuff. And then eventually, like 10 years later, I wound up being initiated to a traditional form of meditation, a Hindu form of meditation and breath work. And that really helped me a great deal manage so much of myself, my emotions and everything. And I stay really connected to an aspect of me I wasn't aware of before. And it was almost my way of staying sane, you know, because I had such a wild child. Oh, my goodness. So, I had a pretty wild past there for a while. So it was a great way for me to really come to center. And then about 10 years after that, somebody showed me how to clear and heal, clear emotional wounds. I mean, quickly, rapidly, and 10 years of meditation and breathwork had not done that for me. They helped me stay grounded and centered, but when I learned how to heal and clear, that was it. Boy, I became kind of obsessed. And 1 year solid, dove in every single day, really immersed myself in that, and then became intern to in a very powerful group of beings, you know, learning these self-mastery skills, basically, how to manage our physical, emotional, and mental well-being through energy and how to release. And within 1 year of that, then I then became a teacher, and because I had just experienced such amazing shifts in my being and releasing so much from the past and feeling so much clearer. And really at that point, too, understanding source, like myself as source, and working with people and going, wow, there is something far greater than me coming through me to people in service. And then just not only did I witness radical transformation in myself, then I get to witness it in those that I was bringing it forth to. And just, wow, you know, just really getting, there's an incredible, amazing force of healing energy called God or source, whatever word you want to use, that, yeah, that is there for all of us. So that became my most important thing in my life and my greatest joy and service. So that's pretty much in a nutshell my story.
So one thing we always like to ask people is, did you have this when you were younger, when you were little?
I did. I did always, you know, I didn't know that I had it, though. I just knew that I was, you know, I could really feel other people's energy and what was going on with them. But at the time, I didn't really know, you know, that it was theirs. You know, I was labeled the over-emotional child because I would be bouncing around happy in one minute, and then somebody would walk in the room, and I'd be on the couch and totally devastated. Maybe like, you know, they'd be like, what happened? I'd be like, I don't know. You know? And then the adult that was really suppressing and putting on a fake smile, you know, they were suppressing their emotion, they would leave, and I'd bounce right back up. You know, right. So, and that's my gift, though. My ability is to be able to sit there and completely match somebody else's consciousness and feel what it's like to be them and what they're feeling, and thus call forth those things that are suppressed in them that they don't even know are there. And once we get that up and moving, then that liberates them in such a way to have more free attention or free space in their being for love and light and creativity and joy, you know. So deep, deep healing of things that we don't even know is there is always been such an awesome thing.
Well, I feel like that almost kind of, you know, just like taking a brief look at your chart, that's almost like a brief nutshell. Or I mean, sort of like that's kind of you in a nutshell too. You know, you're we're both nine life halves, so. You know, that's sort of like this natural healer. It's talking about old soul. It's also talking about very sort of dramatic emotions as well. And then you have that 11 expression, which is talking about that natural channel, that natural sort of open doorway to spirit, you know, or and also talking about someone who's just incredibly sensitive as well, you know.
The master energy.
Sensitive. Yeah. So, so when you combine those two, I can absolutely see when you're little, like, you know, feeling something so intensely, and also, you know, because you're feeling kind of just picking up everyone's emotions all the time. So it's always it's always interesting to hear, you know, someone as a sensitive, you know, young child, kind of how they deal with that in a sense, and how they turn it, and how that's their gift, and how they kind of master that. So,
yeah, like I said, you know, as a sensitive child in a family that did not get that at all, you know, of course.
Right.
All kinds of trauma and stuff went on. So, yeah, God bless finding a way to heal and clear all that stuff. But, yeah, I would say, too, you know, the one thing the 11 has been for me is I just feel like such an intense high frequency energy that will pour through me that it used to overload my system lot, you know, like, oh, my God, this is so much energy. And it's the healing energy coming through, but it would be so much that it would be hard on my body. And I don't know, I would say in the last, it's always been consistently gotten easier and better, but in the last, like, month, there was some kind of shift where I can just run it full force, and it's not bothering me. So I'm super grateful for that. Yeah.
Wow, that's nice. Well, I know in the past when I've had readings with you, and I think I was just sitting in front of you. I don't know if you've said anything yet, but the room expands. I expand. I don't necessarily even feel like, I can if I tap into it, but feel like a person because my energy expands so much, and then everything around in a real cool way is just white. Like, it's just full of light.
Yeah.
So even, and I haven't had one with you in a while, so I can't even imagine how cool it is now. I'll have to connect with you.
Yeah.
So that's been my experience.
That's what I call my beloved family of light. That is the powerful divine beings of light here to assist the ascension of all of us, you know, coming through to do that thing.
Right, and it feels so good.
Yeah, good.
I kind of don't want to move or leave. But I can't take you with me everywhere.
You know, the beautiful thing is, that's what self-mastery is raising our vibration enough, because that is a natural, it's easy for me to access that. That's how I'm built or how I came in, but it's available to everybody. Anybody can do it.
Right.
You know? So that is powerful. Self-mastery. Yeah.
So tell us.
And that's, go ahead.
Well, tell us about your Breath of Oneness business.
Okay, Breath of Oneness is really, it's not just about the breath. Breath has been a powerful, powerful tool for transformation for me for the last 20 years. It's been the main focus of my personal healing journey. And it's kind of very simple. It includes breath and it includes energy mastery. That is Breath of Oneness, really, is self-mastery, energy mastery, and using the breath. So in my private session, we don't do a lot of breathing. That's a whole lot of clearing, healing, and activating our systems, even though, you know, that falls under the Breath of Oneness umbrella. We do some breath, but it's really learning self-mastery tools and then and using the breath. And then I offer Breath of Oneness workshops where we do energy clearing, energy mastery, and conscious breath. But what's different, like when I used to do breath work, it was intense. And anybody who's done it knows it's effort, a lot of effort, and a lot of stuff can come flying out. I mean, I used to do workshops and people would scream at the top of their lungs or, you know, cry and all kinds of intense stuff. Now the breath is extremely gentle, very not a whole lot of effort involved, and just a heightened state of awareness and expansion that allows a lot to move without a whole lot of effort. So, and that's a reflection of where we're at, mass consciousness is at in our overall collective vibration. So it just means that we can clear a whole lot of heavy stuff now with ease and grace, you know. So the breath is gentle, and yet the energy comes in, you know, the Christ consciousness comes in, the crystalline consciousness comes in, and people's souls come in to embody. It's a sacred heart activation as well, which is where we connect in with our own divine self and source. So, yeah.
You know, I've had people telling me, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying it's basically at this point, workshops and private sessions, but I am looking at collaborating with some other wonderful healers, so stay tuned for more retreat-type events coming up, so I'm excited about that.
So awesome. But,
yeah.
I was going to say, I've had people telling me for years, you know, to, you know, meditate and focus on your breath, and I didn't really get it until, like, extremely recently. You know, so just, you know, like, Alex, you need to meditate 5 to 7 minutes a day. And I was like, I don't know how you do that. I don't know what to do. And then I kind of just sat down, like, you know, like kind of like late 2014 was like, you need to do this every day if you're going to take this seriously. And, you know, just even just focusing on my breath for like 5 to 10 minutes and kind of grounding in my body, I noticed a huge difference in just day to day. Like, my sort of mental hyperactivity is just kind of, it's, you know, it's not this like crazy tornado of information and like ideas, like I should do this and then this, and I just can't focus, and it's like fruit basket to, you know, like, oh, we're going to do this thing and then we're going to do this thing and it's going to be fine. And whatever intuitive information comes in, it's just a lot clearer. So I'm like, all
you know, so. Yeah. And I noticed too, you know, it's like I see conscious breath workshops popping up everywhere. So it's just, it's a wonderful time. Like I said, I've been using this tool for 20 years, and it's just a wonderful time right now for everyone to just notice, just even gentle breathing, what a huge difference it makes. Yeah, it definitely grounds you in your body, and it activates. So breath and sound, too, I do a lot of toning. So if you ever feel like intuitively, like you were intuitively led to focus on your breath, if there's ever a tone that wants to come out, that's extremely clearing and activating as well. You're even humming.
That's interesting. I definitely need to explore that more. There's a lot of education that I still, like, I'm excited to, like, be a student again, in a sense, you know? If I'm ever in the area, I'll look you up. But I'm in South Dakota and there's a blizzard right now, so I will. If I'm ever in the Ojai area, is that where you're pretty close to now? Kind of like just If I'm ever in that area, I will definitely.
Yeah, I'm about 30 minutes away from Ojai. I lived in Ojai for 5 years, but I have a lot of clients all over the country. I work over the phone, the energies. Yeah, the energies that I work with are not limited to time and space at all, like our physical bodies. So, yeah, people feel a ton of energy, and they see a lot of color and light and feel a lot of clearing and releasing. And, yeah, I love the phone work.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, and I know you mentioned your Christ consciousness work. Did you I know you're doing that a lot right now. Did you kind of want to talk about that a little bit?
Christ consciousness, we can talk about it a little bit, sure.
Mm-hmm.
For me, personally, on a personal level, that's part of what I call my beloved family of light, is the Christ consciousness energy. Very much the souls that I work with. And for us as a whole, as humanity, we're all going through Christ consciousness awakening right now. So the activation of the Sacred Heart, you know what Jesus or Yeshua did was show us, this is how you fully embody your divine self. He was showing us the way. So the second coming of Christ isn't about, you know, him coming back to walk the face of the earth. It's about that, all of us stepping into that for ourselves, the embodiment of the divine self. So that frequency, the Christ consciousness frequency, is here to help us activate the Sacred Heart and draw forth from within that divine self, because it already exists within us. I had an amazing experience in my own practice on Christmas Day of all days, right? I always experienced Christ consciousness coming in and kind of enveloping me and surrounding me and embracing me and activating my heart. And Christmas Day, there was such a huge activation and initiation that happened on that day that I really felt it differently. It came from out of my heart, filled my body, and expanded into the field. And that is where we're all headed. That is, you know, drawing forth that amazing divinity from within us is what we're here to do, really.
Excellent. That's awesome. I totally agree.
Yeah.
And that's, how funny that would that would happen on Christmas Day too. I actually I quite enjoy that. So.
Oh, that was kind of funny myself.
Well, I want to let everybody know of Amiris's website where you can find her. She's at www.breathofoneness.com, and you can also email her at Amiris, Amyris, at breathofoneness.com. All right. Sure, we have a lot of callers on the line. Should we get to some callers?
Yeah, sure.
I guess you guys. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm actually very excited to take calls, you guys. And we actually have, we do have quite a few people waiting on the line. So if you two are ready, I'll go ahead and start with the first one.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right, here we go. We have 216-650. Hey there, caller. Can we get your first name and birthday?
Yep. My name is Sharon, and my birth date. Thank you for taking my call, first of all.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Gosh, it's September 1st, and it's 1965.
All right.
And what is your question?
Well, I want to know if you see me landing a job very soon. I'm contracting. I'm looking for, of course, full-time work. I've been doing this for 8 months now. And just in my financial outlook the next couple of months, oh, whew.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you guys want me to start?
Definitely.
Please, by the way, thank you so much. Okay.
Oh. You're quite welcome.
Good. So let me just feel into that. So really where you're going to make money is by what is bringing you the greatest joy as we move into this next paradigm. It's really important that we watch our thoughts and that we let go of any ideas of struggle. If we just stop struggling and worrying, which is easier said than done, but there are many tools available to us to actually learn how to clear that energy, because that is an energy. Worry and fear is an energy that can be cleared from our being so that we have the free attention to focus on what does my life look like? Once again, this is an opportunity for you to really use your creative power to create. You know, there is no predestined event that's going to happen. What's going to happen is where you're headed right now is a direct reflection of the consciousness that you hold. So learning the mastery to manage that. And, yeah, there's some fear in your system that needs to clear a little bit. So, yeah. So learning to create and stay on that creation while letting go of worry and fear, that's where you're going to really step into abundance and into your empowerment, into trusting yourself that you can create what you need as needed. Does that help?
Yeah, it does. That helps a great deal. Do you see a job coming?
I would say, if I may jump in here real quick, mm-hmm. you're in a 9 personal year, Sharon, and that's really
okay.
about completing things and letting go. So if there's employment this year, I kind of feel like it'll be like temporary or short term, because it's kind of fresh new start, numerology wise for you is 2016, or kind of more towards the end of this year, because this year really is about, like, just like Amira said, clearing, letting go, kind of this, like, emotional junk, you know, in a sense, kind of clearing stuff out of your life so you can create new stuff that will kind of, you know, I think that will give you this more long-term stuff that you're looking for. It doesn't mean, like, you know, and everything I'm saying at the same time, you know, it doesn't mean that long-term won't happen this year, but it really kind of, like, I think the direction that you're more sort of, like, going to be let to go is to clear out the old stuff that's no longer kind of working in a sense. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay. Yeah, and if you guys don't mind me jumping back in real quickly, what I'm hearing also right now for you is that you're recreating yourself. You're not going to work the way that you used to work. You are recreating how you, you know, what you bring forth in the world. So it's a big year of recreation of the who and what you bring forth. But it doesn't mean in any way that you have to struggle financially through it at all. You can still move through this abundantly. So just know that.
I thought your numerology, the 9 personal year starts on your birthday. Isn't it every birthday that happens?
Well, it depends on the numerologist. Yes, there are some out there that go by that. Alex and I learned, and it resonates more with us, that it starts at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You do have a cycle that changes on your birthday, though, too. And that you'd have to look at your full name on your birth certificate for that. So to us, there's at least 2 different cycles. So you have, it's exciting for me. Like every January, I'm like, new personal year, yay! And then also every birthday, new essence cycle, you know? So,
okay.
You know, I always consider like every new year just, you know, a brand new fresh start. So.
Right. And the personal year 9, if you think of it, like a garden. We go through personal years 1 through 9 consecutively. So you're at the end of a garden that you planted 9 years ago. And so this is about clearing the garden out and getting ready for next year for your one personal year. Doesn't mean that it's not significant or a huge year. The 9 is huge energy. But it's clearing out what you no longer need. In this year, and that can be like Amiris was saying, with different thoughts and beliefs, you know, and struggle, and starting to focus on new things. And you are actually in a one, even though you're in a 9 personal year, you're actually in a 1 personal month. So, I mean, if you wanted to find a job, you know, the one energy is something that is there for you, depending on what you want to create.
Thank you. Okay,
yeah.
That's great. Okay. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a nice evening.
You too.
You as well.
Too.
All right, let's jump to this next one. We have 256-473. Hey there,
Hi.
Caller.
Hey,
did
my
name's
Kimberly.
Birthday?
Yes, Kimberly, November 5th, 1970.
All right.
November 5th, 1970. Okay, what's your question?
My question is about my spiritual path. I've been running away from being an intuitive, and now I want to embrace it. And I'm starting off with psychic development and tarot, but I also want to do energy healing, and I just want to know if that'll be a good mesh.
Hi. Absolutely. So kind of the two are going to blend together. You know, when I work, there's a ton of intuitive information that comes in, and also the energy, right? So it's always energy and information. So of course those two are going to work together really well. Most important thing that I'm feeling for you is when you meditate, you're going to expand on and enhance your natural abilities because we all bring through things a little differently. I have been trained as a Reiki master, crystalline consciousness technique. I could run down a list, you know, and yet it all comes through very differently through me than it does anybody else. So the most important thing for you, because you are definitely here to bring through, you know, healing and energy and information. I can feel it in you. So it's awesome. And thank you for being courageous enough to step onto the path, you know. I honor you. Yeah. And but take that time to really learn to trust that inner guidance. And and then seek a spiritual mentor to help you, to guide you along the path. Yeah, absolutely. Yay, Kimberly. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And it's interesting. It's just, yeah, I mean, I can hear your sixth life path, and the six is this natural sort of nurturing sort of, you know, mother energy. And it's just, I'm excited for you because I feel like, sixes, they're sort of bedside manner, if you will. It's so wonderfully nurturing and healing, and I feel like, you know, just sort of kind of like just a natural ability to work with someone. So that's really nice. And we all have these sort of four challenges in our numerology chart, and your main challenge is actually a zero, and that's really kind of talking about, to sum it up, this old soul energy, this healing energy. So, and that's something that you can definitely, you know, channel in your work. So I'm excited for you. Yay.
Yeah, me too.
And Alex, am I right in that she's in a 6 personal year as well?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're in a 6 personal year this year. So that's, you know, it's like that healing or that nurturing energy that Alex is talking about is really amplified for you this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. You're natural-born healer, Kimberly.
Wow. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Kimberly. Have a good night.
All right. Good night.
All right. Okay. I know. I love six energy. Like, it's just, I'm always drawn to it. I have so many friends who are sixes because I think I just like to be nurtured myself, you know? So my six friends are always kind of making me cookies and, like, making sure I'm okay and just that kind of thing. So I'm like, oh, more sixes. Love it. So,
yeah.
All right. All right, guys.
Oh,
good. I think, let's see here. Mm-hmm. We have 805-653 on the line. Hey, caller. Can you get your first name and birthday?
Julianne.
Oh,
hi,
hello,
Tracy.
Julianne.
Hi,
Julianne.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. Can we get your birthday again?
10-2-45.
All right. What's your question?
My question is, I'm working a lot in clearing old beliefs and old fears that I think some of it might even be generational, and I wanted to know if I'm on the right path or is there something more I could do or something special I could do because I want to get rid of that so I can step into my path.
Yeah, so right away what I'm feeling with you is there is, we all have karma. We have karma on four different levels. We have our parental karma, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we picked up from our parents. We have ancestral karma, and that's what's bogging you down right now. And then we have societal karma, right? Our influence from society, government, all of that stuff. We have that karma to clear, and then we also have past life karma. That, yeah, you're on your right path. You could use some support, though, in clearing and releasing some of the ancestral stuff and learning how to clear out what's not yours. Because what happens sometimes is because we are all connected and we have, you know, family, we have lineage, we have all this stuff, we have each other, that we tend to get kind of energetically tangled up. So learning an effective strategy to clear yourself of other people's stuff and family and lineage, then you know what you've got left is yours. And you will be amazed how much clearer you feel when you learn skills on how to just clear other people's stuff, what I call mass conscious. I do it every day because we get tangled up, you know.
Well, how do I do that? Where do I even start to do that?
Well, I could teach you how to do that.
Okay.
If you want to, yeah, that's the kind of thing that I help people do, is give them really powerful clearing commands, and that is part of self-mastery, it's part of energy mastery, is learning how to do that stuff. Whew. Yeah, and if you email me, if there's any other resources that come to me to help you, there are none coming to me right now, but... if you contact me and I think of any, I will definitely let you know as well.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yes, and also, Alex, do you show that she's in a personal year too?
Yeah, it's an 11, I think, too, as well.
Oh, 11, okay. Yeah, so that's also patience, so a lot of patience with yourself as well as you go through it.
Yeah. Yeah, because the two is about patience, and it's about where sort of like last year, the 1 year, so it's more about like charging ahead and new beginnings and, you know, this kind of like warrior energy, too. Energy is really about like letting go of like resistance in a sense. It's about receiving.
Mm.
It's very much being in the flow, that kind of thing. And, you know, this, so in a sense, I'm like, because I just like imagined you and there's like this wall and you're like kind of pounding on it, you know. So, in a sense, in a two-personal year, you really kind of want to just sort of, you know, pay attention to sort of any serendipitous events, especially in your 11th personal year. And, I don't know, you know, through kind of, I know it sounds kind of vague, but letting go of resistance is,
I want to do that. I so want to do that.
Okay.
I am so ready.
Okay.
I want to jettison that little bugger.
Good. Good, because I feel like this is the year for it, especially that 11 energy is very powerful for, you know, like it's that 11 is that open doorway to spiritual realm. So anything I think having to do with clearing, it'll be really awesome for you. So
super. Thank you both.
Okay.
Thank you
mm-hmm.
as well, Amris.
You are welcome.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Julianne.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. All right. I keep, there's usually a theme that pops up every show, and I'm wondering if it's going to be, like, resistance or letting go. Because, I mean, I'm not trying to find it, but there's usually one that pops up every single time. So I'm going to, like, wait
yep.
to see what this pattern
yep.
like, that pattern's going to be. So
that feels right to me. It does. It feels like we're letting go of everything, the way we've operated and stepping into completely new selves, you know?
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, I remember just maybe a couple months ago getting this hit, like, why I just kind of, because I tend to sort of beat on the brick wall too. Like, why isn't this moving? Why am I not moving forward in something? And it was like, well, like, don't try so hard. You know, you're trying so hard to go in this direction that's obviously not really that fruitful for you, you know? And it was almost like once I. It's just it sounds kind of odd to kind of say it out loud, you know. But for me, it was like more just like you need to relax and just chill out. So
yeah, I get this too. Like I'm like, you know what? I think I'm gonna quit struggling because it's not really working.
Right.
And a lot of people say that. They're just like, you know, everything got easy when I quit struggling. I was like, yeah.
About letting go of control. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That's a big one. That's like my big old flag of control that I'm waving right now. So.
Yeah. I have that brick wall too.
Yeah, me too. Did. Okay.
Brick wall kit.
Right. We did.
All right. We have 914-320. Hey there.
Hello.
Can we get your first name and birthday? Hey there.
Sure. It's a little unusual. It's Faiza, and it's 3/15/1973.
Okay.
All right.
How do you
say your question?
It's Faiza.
Faiza.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Will you spell that for me real quick? Is it?
It's F-A-I-Z-A.
Okay.
Faiza.
All right.
That is cool.
It is.
All right, and what was your question for us?
I wanted to know if you saw a breakthrough with the small business that I've been struggling to get off the ground with this year.
Let me see, a small business. Do you want to tell me a little bit about it at all?
It's an e-commerce-based business, and I've been having problems with the marketing, and so I just wanted to know if I found the right person to bring it to where it should be.
So what I'm getting first is reevaluate it. There's some shifts you need to make sure that you're not doing it from shoulds, but that you're doing it purely because this is really from your heart what you want to bring forth. Does that make sense? Like... Yeah, just make sure that it's something that's going to be really enjoyable for you to do. It's going to create joy. This is the time for plans to fall into place and marketing support and all of that to come in. And it does feel like there is an individual. There's collaboration that's going to help you out a great deal. So there is somebody in marketing that will help and seek those to collaborate with, you know, to really birth this thing. And it's going to alter a little bit. It's going to be a little bit different than the vision that you're holding right now. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because you're shifting. So allow it to shift as well and don't hesitate to collaborate with others.
Okay, but is there a breakthrough of any kind this year? Can you tell that?
Well, like I said, I do see it coming forth. I mean, it's going to happen. It's just going to look a little different. So is that what you mean by a breakthrough?
Well, like some success, like an account or somebody that will pick me up, like a sales rep might want to rep the product, something along the lines of that.
Mm-hmm. So once again, what are you creating? This is a creator year, so listen to your heart. I don't personally do like psychic predictions because there is no real solid future anymore. It's what are we creating, you know?
Yeah. And you are
everything's shifting so quickly now.
Yeah,
I was going to say, Faye, that you're in an 8-person layer, and so this is about self-power and mastery and success. So what's really important is, and let me kind of back up a little bit. January almost kind of feels like, because I'm in an 8-person layer too, January is really about letting go and reevaluating your goals. And kind of February is this almost this fresh start because it's this 1-person month. So you have this energy coming in February where you can kind of push forward a little bit. There's this new beginning. So if you're asking, you know, like the probability of, you know, some sort of breakthrough and success this year is pretty high because that's the energy that's available to you this year. But it is really important to, you know, kind of refine your goals a little bit and maybe, and like just like Amara said as well, or just like Amira said as well, it might end up looking a little different than it looks right now. But this year is about success, and it's about material success as well. You know, it requires staying focused on your goals as well. So does that make sense to you? It actually, like, if you were to ask me in any year, this would kind of be the year that I would say, yes, go for it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm stepping back and looking at it from a big picture point, the eights. Really big picture energy as well. So if you're ever wondering what next step to take or something, back it up and look at the whole map versus maybe just the city so that you have a like a bird's eye view.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right then, so it looks like it'll be okay then.
Yeah, and it's important to hold the vibration within you. You know, once again, everything's a reflection of the vibration you're holding, so make sure that you're holding that vibration of success and joy and service. This is also the year of service, so making sure whatever you're bringing forth is really in service to the highest and best of all will help a great deal. Yeah, cool.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, you know, it's interesting when someone's in an 8-person layer because, you know, usually, at least that's what all, you know, all these numerology books say. It's like that's when you can make your biggest mistake in January is giving up right away because, you know, 9 is about letting go, endings. So it almost seems like our, like, new year for me almost would start kind of, like, next year, next month. That's when I can kind of push forward and start. So anyone, if you know your personal year, and if it's 8, I really would encourage you to just kind of, like, keep it on. And then February is very much about this fresh start. So
right, because to get the personal month, you add the personal year plus the month we're in. So if you add the 8 plus January of the 1 month, you get the 9. So it's kind of clearing things out, right, for the 8 energy. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, kids. Let's take 678-471. Oops, I should probably click on the call button. Okay. Hey there, caller. Can we get your first name and birthday?
Hi. My name is Regina.
Hey, Regina?
Hi. Yes, and my birthday is January 8, 1979.
You said
all right.
January
and what
8th,
is your question?
1879.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. My question is about career. Just want to see what 2015 is going to be in my career because right now I'm working 2 jobs and I would like to focus on my passion, but I know I need to get things done first before I can even make that big leap. So,
right.
Just any breakthrough in my career.
What I'm feeling for you right now is don't wait. Go ahead and start and make an easy transition. You know what I mean? So, while you're working, don't wait for something to shift for you to go ahead and start living your passion because this is the year for you to really create. You know, when you drop into your heart, Regina, and you know what you want to do and you know what you want to bring forth and it brings you great joy, you will be amazed. I am really hearing for you that you will be surprised how the whole world will shift. The universe will support you. Miraculous things will happen, connections, when you really make that decision and commit. It doesn't mean you have to leave your other jobs right now if you need the financial stability. But don't wait. Don't wait. Like, there's a ton of support for you to bring this forth right now. It's really what I'm feeling. Like, wow. Yeah.
Because I started out last year. I was getting some work here and there. And I said, this year I really want to make more effort in doing it. It's just the fact that I got to make the time. And it's kind of hard dealing with being a single parent, and I'm trying to juggle everything, and I'm trying to squeeze that, you know, my skills in, my creative side in. So it is like, you know, once I have to get the financial pressure off, then I'll be okay. Then I know I can really just do it. Right.
Yeah, and so and this is exactly what I'm talking about. So make that decision right now. I have the free time to put towards my passion, right? If you just make that decision that, and you just put it out to the universe to sort out the details. I am doing what I love and being financially supported. I have that time. Create that intention. This is where we, you know, really step into our creative power. And surprise ourselves. You know what I mean? Like, don't worry about the details. Just go for what you want. Let the universe sort it out.
Okay.
Wow, I'm inspired for you. Like, it feels really good. Yeah. Just
thank
you. You're
okay.
Really supported. Yeah, you're really supported.
Okay.
Yeah, setting intentions is such a big part of it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what gets us there a lot faster.
Right.
Is setting intentions. Also, you're in a personal year 8 this year. We're in a universal year 8, and you're in a personal year 8. So I don't know if you just heard us talking about the personal year 8, that you're in a 9 personal month. So it's kind of like clearing some things out right now to get you ready in February with that 8 energy of your personal year, which is very ambitious energy. Plus, you'll be in a 1 personal month in February. Put those two numbers together. It's almost like CEO energy in a company. So I think you're going to get a lot. You'll be getting a lot of ideas, that's for sure.
Okay. Great. Definitely need to put it out there.
Yeah, if you're looking at your life path and birthday, they're both 8s as well. So, you know, if anyone could sort of juggle, you know, being a single parent and having these jobs and starting this new thing, like, it would be you.
It's
you.
Because,
you. Like, you have immense ambition. You have immense ability to do these things. You know, it's like your chart is very much about ambition, power, and success. And that's what this year is about, too. So this really is, like, your year. I'm like, we're very excited for you. Because, you know, if this, like the 8-year really is about, like, material abundance, kind of going after what you want. It's, like, very much go for it. You know, but absolutely, yeah. Like, totally don't wait. Like, this is your year. But, and then, again, like, February is going to bring some sort of fresh start. So if you're going to plan something to start something, you know, kind of take this month to kind of refine what exactly you want to do, you know, kind of, like, refine your goals a little bit, and then February, like, take off like a rocket. So.
Oh, wow.
And whenever
and
I see some, go ahead.
I was just going to say sometimes the universe can bring me all of this at one time and just prepare me for what's in store for me in the long run. It's the big picture of things.
Right, and actually you're the one that's creating it all. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the powerful one. And whenever I see this much 8 in somebody's chart, I just always think of Martha Stewart. She has a ton of 8s in her chart, and that's the ambition in her and everything that, you know, all the empire that she's created. So that's someone with a lot of 8 energy, just to let you know how powerful that can be.
Yes.
I feel I'm like, yeah, that's awesome, Regina. Great.
Oh.
Or no. Yay.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Great
You're welcome.
Reading. Yeah, have a good night.
You too.
Thanks.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, we have about 5 minutes left here. Tracy, did you want to take one more, or do you just kind of, or do we want to wrap it up right now?
I think we can take one more.
Okay. All right. Let's take one more quick one here. We'll take 773239. Hey, caller, can we get your first name and birthday?
Mary, May 24th, 1945.
All right.
May
24th,
1945. Sorry. Sorry, we just hit this one.
Sorry, Alex.
How does the financial picture look?
For you personally?
Yes.
I'm feeling that it looks good. It could look better. It's an opportunity for you to step into receiving more. How much are you willing to allow yourself to receive? That's what I'm hearing. How much are you willing to allow yourself to receive? Which boils down to self-love and belief. And belief in magic, belief in miracles.
Oh, I do, definitely.
Good. Yeah. Once again, this is the year of stepping into creator power and self-love. Yeah, just how much are you willing to allow yourself to receive is a direct reflection of how much we love ourselves, releasing any judgment, criticism, or anything like that, and really loving and accepting ourselves in every way and knowing that we deserve to live a life of joy and freedom and abundance. So yeah, the potential for you, for money to increase for you this year is great. It's
well,
good.
Thank you very much.
You're
mm-hmm.
welcome.
Right.
I just want to throw into, you're actually starting a one personal this year, which is about new beginnings. It's very much
mm-hmm.
a fresh start this year. You have a lot, so you have to decide kind of what you really, really like what you want and what you want to create this year. Because that, in numerology, your one personal year, starting when you start new things in your one personal year, you kind of, for like the next 8 years, we're talking about, you know, basically sort of like writing out these things that you are creating now. Like, this is very much time about deciding, like, what do I want? What do I want to do? It's very much about you this year. So, and, like, you know, it's a very, very positive year. It's a very exciting year for, I mean, if you want to start anything new, so.
Well, that's great, because I'm glad to get out of that number 9 year, I'll tell you.
I hear that one. It can be, like, the 9 year isn't really easy sometimes, so.
No, it isn't. But I'm looking forward to this number 1 year. And thank you for a wonderful show.
All right, good.
Yay.
Thank you very much for a wonderful show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for going listening.
Yeah.
Right. Blessings. Right. Have a good night, Mary.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
All right, guys.
Woo.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the show, Amaris, oh my God, I knew it at the beginning of the show, and it's just like kind of like barfing at your name now. I apologize. So
I told you to practice it a few times. Everybody does that.
I know. You really weren't kidding. Like, I'm not, like, I find, like, I'm okay with names. I don't get why this is happening to me. In any case, Amaris, your website is www.breathofoneness.com. Or you can
uh-huh.
be reached at Amiris, which is AMYRIS @breathofoneness.com. And we definitely encourage you to check out her services and anything that she offers. And did you have
mm-hmm.
anything left to add for your work, Amiris?
I did. I actually am offering anybody $50 off a 90-minute session, and I do work over Skype and over the phone. For anybody who was on the show tonight, all you just have to do is contact me and mention Tracy and Alex, and you'll get $50 off a session. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me on. This has been such, I feel so uplifted from being on this show with all this powerful creative energy and lots of eight energy.
No, there was a theme, right? There was a theme.
Ambition,
all right, well,
creation.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We very much appreciate it. We very much appreciated you, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with another guest as well. We're going to go in the archives for just a minute here. My website is www.hiddentruthnumerology.com, and Tracy's website is creativeinsightnumerology.com. You may also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/moonlighting/numbers. And Tracy, anything left for you?
I think that's it. Just want to say thank you to Amiris, and this has been great.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
You're very
good
welcome.
Good night.
Everyone have a good weekend. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.